from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
On WGR.
He's in studio. What's up, Sal?
I mean, isn't our studio kind of at Fisher anyway? We've been in studio a lot together lately, right? But yeah, we're back here. It's a day off. Not for us. I'll be on Extra Point show, but yeah, came in and figured I'd join you guys in here today so we could see each other's smiling faces and talk about the Bills.
Well, good. We'll do it again tomorrow from Fisher, too. We're back at training camp at St. John Fisher tomorrow. So, all right, Sal, yesterday's practice, Andy Isabella carted off, injured.
Yeah.
And there was a dust-up afterwards. Was there a belief that the hit was not the kind of hit you want at training camp?
I would say if you're an offensive player, certainly that's what the thought is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from my perspective, so here's what happened. Andy Isabella caught the ball right around the hash, maybe in the slot. As he caught it flat-footed, he turned inside. Deshaun Williams was coming from his defensive tackle spot, flying to the hook curl zone just to get to where the ball is. From my perspective, I don't know if Deshaun Williams could have slowed up at that moment when Andy turned into him. You don't want to hit him. Maybe you could make an argument that, well, you shouldn't be making a beeline towards him, but I think he's just kind of doing his job to get there. But he's flying, and he's a big dude, right? And Andy's not a big dude. So as Isabella turned inside, think of it this way. He's turning left. Deshaun Williams hits him, so his body goes back right as his legs are under him. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened. He got twisted up. He's down. Alec Anderson, who never met a dust-up he didn't like because he's a tough dude and he's a protector. That's what he is, right? He immediately went over, said something. Bronson Dean got involved. They pushed each other. Then Smoot gets involved. He's down. Everybody's kind of getting involved a little bit. In the meantime, Andy Isabella's laying on the ground. Trainers are coming out talking to him. Josh Allen got involved. I mean, Josh was mad. Yeah. He was heated. Yeah. He was upset. And I saw him talking with Bobby Babbage. It looked like they were maybe either trying to calm the waters or, hey, debating what's going on. It wasn't like they were going at it or anything, but he was, Josh, you could tell, was visibly upset at what was happening, and he was saying some things. But this is what happens at training camp sometimes. In the meantime, Isabella, then they disperse. Everybody goes back to the huddle. Isabella walks off with trainers. They sit him down on the sidelines, looked at him for quite a while. He got up, got put on a cart. Left on a cart. Here's the good news, I think, encouraging news. Yesterday afternoon, Matt Bove texted me while I was on with Chopin Bulldog with Mike and Nate, Chris and Nate, excuse me, and said he had seen Isabella after practice walking with his leg wrapped, but he was walking.
Okay.
So that's good news. Now, back to your point of, is it the kind of hit that you don't want in training camp? No doubt. It's a defender running full speed. You're not really, you don't want to hit anybody, but I don't know what he could have done in that situation. And if you're an offensive player, you're going to get mad. And it's also to the point of, what do we say every year? It's time to hit somebody else. They've been hitting each other for 3 weeks.
Yeah, and this guy, two and a half weeks. It might be just poor coincidence that the collision was between players that are 100 pounds apart.
100%. Right.
Yes. Was Isabella, like, what was his camp like before the injury yesterday? Because last year, Sal, like, I got into him because he looked really good and fast. And this year, like, I almost forget that he's even still out there competing for a spot, despite the fact, like, he dressed in the playoff game against Pittsburgh. Like, he wasn't playing a lot, but he was on the team all last year, at least on the practice squad.
I feel like he has a long, he's a long shot at wide receiver. I do think there's a possibility he could sneak in as a return man, but I think you might have to keep an extra wide receiver to do that. Like, to me, Daquan Hardy has a legitimate shot to be the return man, and you could actually use him on defense, right? Like, he's, to me, he's made some plays. He's flashed. Mm. Isabella would have to be, we're going to keep him as a return man, and that means we have to keep an extra guy on the roster. Even Hardy could be like that, I guess. I don't see Isabella getting the kind of run I would think I'd say, sit here and go, you know what? Like, he's making some moves here. Like, Tyrell Shavers has clearly passed him on whatever depth chart, I think, by the reps. Now, the question is, what is happening with Chase Claypool in the injury? What's happening with MVS with inconsistencies and not necessarily getting that the same amount of opportunities as you would think, although he's out there sometimes. Like, there are guys.
Even Hamler's getting more opportunities than Isabella, right?
And that's a good point, because Hamler's also a return man.
Yeah.
Hamler, you know, it might come down to maybe they do keep either Isabella or Hamler for the return ability. And, you know, we'll see what happens with Hardy because he is a rookie, and I don't know.
All right. We'll get our first look at the Bills' kickoff return, their plans for that Saturday at the stadium against the Chicago Bears. Are we closing in on finding out playing time for anybody for some of the starters, Sal? Is that something we learn tomorrow, maybe?
I think Sean speaks on Thursday. So I would think Thursday is the day we're going to learn that.
Okay.
Because they won't, I don't think they'll reveal anything until he, nobody will until he talks. And then even then, you know, we don't know exactly, but it could go any way here. I mean, if you go back the last few years, there's been times where they did not put these guys in at all. There's been times where it's been one game for like a full half plus another drive or two. I don't know. Remember, there's only three preseason games, and then the fourth week is gone. So you have 2 weeks between your last game and your first regular season game. Sean has always said every team is different, every reason is different, every year is different for that. I wonder if they need to have these guys get some chemistry in games because of the new faces. Mm-hmm. That might be a reason why he says, we got to have Josh play and the first team offense play with these wide receivers because they have to get on the same page. That might be a reason, and I know fans hate it, just put Josh in bubble wrap. I get it. I understand that. But just from Sean McDermott's perspective, I wouldn't be stunned if he said, we got to get some time with these guys because they're kind of all new together.
Yeah. Speaking of, like, Sean reveals things and people don't say anything until then, Bobby Babbage will be up in the booth. We learned that. And I've seen speculation that, like, we're leaning towards, we're trying to guess who's going to call plays defensively. And I think it was Bove yesterday. He's of the belief that maybe it will be Bobby Babbage. Do you get a...
I've thought it was Bobby Babbage for months. Okay. I've been saying for months I think it's Bobby Babbage. My clue has been, I know for sure that he could have gotten a defensive coordinator job somewhere else. He came back to Buffalo. Now, there's no guarantee that Sean McDermott said, well, you come back, I'll have you call plays. But to me, that's an indication that why would he come back? Maybe the other team didn't offer him either. Maybe the Giants or the Dolphins or the Packers, whoever it is, like, maybe they didn't offer him play calling duties. But for him to come back to Buffalo seems to me like there's got to be even more of a reason if he could have gone somewhere else. I don't know. Maybe nobody was offering play calling duties. It just feels to me like, and it has felt to me for months, that Bobby Babbage will be the play caller. Plus, he said yesterday, there are these call periods. Sometimes you have segments where there's no, like, defensive play calls coming in. You're just kind of lining up and going through, you know, natural kind of progressions and reads. There's other times where the offense is calling plays, the defense is calling plays. And in those call periods, Babbage said he's been asking Sean to have more of them, more time where he's calling plays. And I wonder if that's because he wants to even make sure he's comfortable. We don't know yet. I would say this. Also, to me, him saying he's up in the box is an indication, but I think he was in the box last year.
Yeah.
And he didn't call plays, but he wasn't a coordinator last year. Right? So, I've always felt it'd be Bobby Babich. I don't know. I mean, Sean could come out on Thursday and say, I'm calling plays. I've just always felt it was Bobby Babich going ever since he returned to and they named him the defensive coordinator.
When we watched the changeover from Frazier to McDermott, we were looking for what the Bills felt they needed to be, how they wanted to be different. We thought a little bit more aggressive was an idea of McDermott rather than Leslie Frazier. If it's Babich, sells there any clue about how he might be a little different? They're calling the same defense. They're on the same team. When you're calling the plays, you might have tendencies. And I don't know if we have any idea yet what Babich's are. Do you?
I don't. Let's be clear. He's still running the Sean McDermott philosophy of defense, I think. That would be clear. He'd have some ideas, but they've been together 7 years. Is their philosophy going to be a lot different? You always take things, as Bobby said, you always take things from different things you see, and you take things out that you see, and you kind of mesh all that together. He's going to run the basic Bills defense that Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier have run for the last 7 years. He's been a part of it. He was the safeties coach. And while he was a safeties coach, Micah Hyde and Jordan Poirier became all pros. He became a linebackers coach. While he was a linebackers coach, Matt Milano became an all pro. Tremaine Edmonds became the highest paid unrestricted free agent linebacker in the league. Terrell Bernard had an ascension. Whatever his philosophy is at his positions has worked. So I think that him and Sean working together probably have a very long trust with each other. Let's also remember, his dad was a longtime defensive coach, was a defensive coordinator on a team that went to a Super Bowl in the Chicago Bears, Coach Brian Urlacher. Like, the pedigree that Bobby Babich brings to the defensive coordinator spot, it's not your normal guy who's just getting the job for the first time. I think that he...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Understands what his role is. He's been here. He knows what his players can do. This is not a guy that's just walking in cold, learning everything. Philosophically, Jeremy, I would imagine he'd be creative and aggressive, but I think Sean was last year, to a point where people were upset in the end of games he got, like the Denver game, for example, and the all-out blitz. Like, one of the things that is just not true that people say is how conservative McDermott has been on defense or conservative play calling. That wasn't the case last year. They were more aggressive last year, and it hurt them a couple times. There's no doubt. But Philly, they blitzed in overtime. Denver, they blitzed. And yeah. I'm for right or wrong, those situations didn't work out. But it's just not true that they've been conservative, and they were last year.
Well, in coverage stuff, there was also more aggression too that some have broke down, and they kind of had to at points, right? Because their four man pass rush wasn't what it was when Vaughn was healthy,
right?
For instance,
yes,
the year before
correct.
That.
It helped, by the way, when you get a guy like Rasul Douglas who understands scheme in front of him and blitzing and hot reads and can step in front of passes.
Yeah,
that helps a lot when you get a guy like that. He was the perfect fit if you want to mesh some of that aggressiveness up front.
Yeah, you mentioned Douglas. Kyer Elam continuing to get first team reps at corner. Like, I'm still trying to figure out, say, like, to what end is him, like, what result are we going to end up with if he continues to have this camp where he's popping? And sure, there are still mistakes, but it's still hard for me to see Douglas or Benford not being on the field. But I don't know, are we reaching a point where Elam's going to force them into a rotation or something?
I wouldn't go that far yet. I think there's still a ways to go here. There's three preseason games. I think this is just healthy for everyone. It's healthy for Christian Benford that Kyer Elam is having a nice enough camp to push him and say, you just don't have this job on lockdown. It's healthy for Rasul Douglas to know that you have both these guys over there, and yes, I'm a veteran here, and you know we all are kind of pushing each other here. And it's great for Kyer Elam to be in this spot where he continues to grow and he continues to push. I still think there's a longer shot for Kyer Elam to become a starter or even a regular rotation player, but it's certainly not out of the question. They've done this before. They had Levi Wallace and Kevin Johnson and other guys who've kind of, Dane Jackson, they've rotated series, every other series. Let's also remember, Christian Benford, he's been injured his first 2 years a few times. This is good for Kyer Elam to continue to get this opportunity, because if Christian Benford or anyone has some sort of injury, I mean, Rasul Douglas got hurt at the end of last year in the playoffs. That happens. You have a guy. So to answer your question, Joe, I still think it would be a long shot for Elam to be the starter. It's possible they could do some sort of rotation. But man, if he can just be that third corner they can rely on, I think it's a win right now at this point.
Sal Capaccio in studio, chatting training camp. The Bills off today, back at Fisher tomorrow. Finally, Sal, what do you make of all this Ayuk stuff, as he might go to the Patriots, maybe the Browns? The Steelers are maybe out of this thing now. We'll see if things get moving. But the report today from Mike Reese of ESPN is that the Niners are accepting trade offers.
I say, okay, trade him to the Patriots. It doesn't really change anything I feel about them. You know, I mean, if you're the Patriots, you understand you want to give your rookie quarterback a really nice wide receiver to pair him with and to work with, and that would be great. Does not really change the equation for me on them. Browns are interesting. They actually have, to me, they have a pretty good receiving core already, right? Like, you add him in, like, at some point, okay, you got Amari Cooper situation, right? You got him. I mean, running through the Browns guys,
Jerry,
they have
Judy, Jerry, Elijah Moore,
right?
David,
I mean, think
Njoku
about this. Like, I mean, where are all the footballs going? This is interesting for me.
I don't know if you saw the Matt Maiocco report from NBC Bay Area.
Yes.
This is a trend with all the rumored packages. Well, a couple months ago, it was the Jaguars, right? That it would be Zay Jones and a first-round pick. And then New England, the report from Maiocco was that Kendrick Bourne would be going back. He wrote in his story that negotiations between the Niners and the Browns would have Cooper going back to San Francisco. So, that would clear out the spot.
Yep.
That also, we were just thinking about it, Sal, like, if that's the trend here and the Niners are intent on, you got to give us a receiver back in a deal here, like, that's going to, like, that might be why Pittsburgh can't match, because they really only have Pickens.
That's right. I mean, they already traded Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, so it's interesting, like, where he'll end up. And the Niners have kind of maybe resigned themselves to, okay, this is actually going to happen now.
And then there's two parts of this, which are, you got to come up with the compensation, and then what the latest is, what does the contract look like? And maybe that's been the barrier to get some of these deals done.
Right.
That's why to me, guys, the Bills were never like in something like this. You got to give the draft compensation or the trade compensation. I just don't feel, every time I've been asked about Brandon Ayuk to the Bills, my answer is, I don't think Brandon Bean wants to play in the $25 million a year range for a wide receiver right now. He just doesn't want to do that. Maybe next year, maybe in the offseason when they have a little more. Like, right now they're kind of resetting that cap, and they went out, what did they do? They got Curtis Samuel for $8 million a year? Like, that's what they like to do right now.
Yeah, the thing we just kicked around, which was, if the Niners had said back in March, okay, offers, let's have them, maybe the Bills start their offseason talking about this, but the fact that nothing happened, nothing moved, like, all right, we're going to go ahead and do our thing.
Yeah.
And it's just, we had an offseason. We weren't going to wait around for this one idea to be the only plan. I mean, when this whole thing started with Ayuk, Diggs had not been cut yet. So there's a report about the
traded,
the Jaguars. Yeah, sorry, traded.
Yeah.
There's a report about the Jaguars on Ayuk, and it just seems to me that maybe they would have been interested and made a phone call way back then, but now we had an offseason. We'll get another receiver next year, if in fact they still feel like they need to chase it at that point.
Right. The compensation and the contract together just make it really hard, especially in a team in a year where you're kind of resetting a little bit there and you're kind of restocking and you're kind of, yeah, resetting your financials is what I mean. And the Bills already have a lot of dead money, right, because they've had to shed a lot of this stuff. And part of the reason is they don't want to, I think, have these big contracts they're paying to a guy like a Stephon Diggs, part of the reason why he's gone. I just can't see them doing that right now for a guy like Brandon Ayuk. Now, trade deadline comes. You're in a position where you have to strike. You're in it again. You're buying for a division, a conference. It's a prorated rest of the year contract. I think all bets are off then. I think then you make a deal that you feel might get you to where you need to go. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that they're interested in doing that at this time.
Sal Capaccio, thank you, sir.
You got it.
What's coming up, Extra Point Show?
We're going to have, you know what? We're going to have Hammer on to talk about this weekend's weather and what happened yesterday.
Tornadoes.
What happened yesterday. And we're going to talk about that. But also because I'll be at practice this week, it'll be a good time to kind of look at this weekend for the weather coming up, very first, you know, preseason game. He's going to join us. Also going to have Mark Schmidt on, the head coach of St. Bonaventure University. They have the Coaches versus Cancer Golf Tournament coming up, and I'm going to be a part of that, and I'm seeing for that in a couple weeks. But we're just going to let everybody know like where they can go to for the auctions and things like that. And we're going to kind of examine some of the I want to go through some of the – we haven't really talked about the rookies and how they're doing. Keon Coleman. I think Daquan Hardy, Ray Davis, there's some stuff going on there that I think that we can kind of look at and see where they fit. Javon Solomon, right? I mean, there's guys here where – what do you do at the back end of this roster with some of these guys and how you have to play this? So I want to talk about that today, too.
Very good. That's coming up at 10 o'clock. Sal's got the Extra Point Show, the Northdown Automotive Extra Point Show. Jeremy and Joe, you want to give us a call? You can on Ayuk, on anything Bills, for that matter, or NFL. We'll talk with Charles McDonald of Yahoo Sports. He does the Football 301 podcast with Nate Tice and Matt Harmon, new podcast that just launched with three bright guys. Would recommend it quite a bit. Charles McDonald coming up 9:30 from Yahoo.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.